Resolution number BASC 21-01, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, serving as the Board of Adjustment of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, granting with appropriate conditions and safeguards a special exception as authorized under section 112.2 of the City of Lake Butler Land Development Regulations as amended, providing for a special exception to the permitted uses within a residential single-family 2 RSF2 zoning district as provided within section 4.5.5 of the City of Lake Butler Land Development Regulations as amended, to permit the construction of a church building on the site of a lawfully existing special exception on certain lands within the corporate limits of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, providing for revocation of the special exception, repealing resolutions in conflict, and providing effective date.
Second.
Let the record show that Commissioner Redmond has entered the building. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Need a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Resigning.
Resigning.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Concludes the meeting.
That's where you need to zone board. Ready for your signature, whatever.
It's gonna be a meeting of the City of Lake Butler City Commission, late day, April 20th, 2021, time is 12:06:05 PM. Commissioner Simons?
Present.
Commissioner Redmond?
Here.
Commissioner Beasley?
Here.
Commissioner Stegall?
Here.
City Manager?
Here.
City Attorney?
Here.
And myself, Jack Schenk, is present. If you would, please stand for the pledge and the prayer. Ms. Redmond?
Yes. Let us pray. As we gather here today in friendship and community, taking a moment out of our busy lives to learn, share, and reflect on the insight, experience, and wisdom of others, we are reminded how blessed we all are. We pray for unity in our nation, dear God, and the world. We pray for your protection as one nation under God. We ask that you surround this country and cover us with your mighty hand. Eternal Father, we pray that you will give every leader strength so that they do not grow weary in their leadership role. We pray that you help our leaders to identify the needs of your people through divine wisdom and understanding. We pray for the needs of our neighbors, friends, and loved ones. Help us to always be Christ-like in word, deed, and action. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I make a motion that if there's no problem with it, I make a motion that we approve the agenda formation. Format, I mean.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On recognition by the mayor, any person may address the commission on any subject not included on the agenda. The speakers are requested to give their name and address to the recording clerk for the record, which come forward to the commission table when speaking. Please be brief as possible and limit your
I have a concern?
Or do you have any concerns or any questions?
Not at this time. Okay, I make a motion that this March financial report would be made in at the April meeting.
Second.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, excuse me, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yep, already.
Lake Butler FFA agriculture issues team.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Alright.
Item number five, Government Finance Officers Distinguished Budget Award. I'm sure Mr. Walker can expand on it.
Please do.
We got it again, second year in a row.
Whereas this is the second year in a row the City of Lake Butler has received the Distinguished Budget Award, which reflects the City Commission
did have a meeting between some DOE representatives and some city staff, and I attended that meeting. And if the commission reads this, if this is the ordinance that was presented before, it's a little bit, they have light-handed ordinances that are acceptable to them, and then they have more heavy-handed stuff, which might be more appropriate for a community with a definable historic district. But you might want to take a look at that as you're deliberating what you want to do, and then give me some guidance as to whether you would like the light-touch approach, which is perfectly acceptable to them, or something more regulatory and restrictive, which some communities do have. I'm not sure that to meet these objectives, that the lighter touch would be, might be more advisable, but I'll leave that to the commission to determine that particular issue, if this is something you want to pursue. This ordinance is 34 pages long, and so it's lengthy and it's detailed, and to be honest with you, I'd have to read it quite a bit to even begin to explain to any historic advisory board what it is that it tries to accomplish. But I haven't done that with this ordinance because I don't know what we're going to be, what my direction is going to be as far as the type of ordinance to generate. I know the DOE said they had samples of light touch ordinances. If we're interested in taking that approach as opposed to something more involved and regulatory.
Well, light approach would be fine as long as it gives us, I would think, as long as it gives us the same, us, the people who run properties that they want to have listed or registered.
I don't remember DOE indicating that there was a difference between the two in any kind of context of what you mentioned.
No, I don't.
Dale, you were there. Do you remember, Sarah?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember.
Is this what we've got here similar to what the LDR is?
No, it's similar, but it's more expansive. Is there any way we could get a copy of the light-handed one that could be distributed to everybody to read it?
Sarah, do you remember which city it was? He mentioned the city and said that there was a light-handed ordinance.
We got a conference call with him shortly, so we were saying something.
Oh, okay, good. He had the name of the city at the top of his, yeah, so.
Okay.
He knew exactly what this was.
Sewer for later?
Pardon?
The sewer sets out for later date?
This is just for discussion.
Yes, sir, yeah, okay, so.
So it doesn't need any action?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else got anything on that? Okay, item number eight, retail storage.
Sixty-four.
You have retail strategies.
Sixty-four.
They've got several contacts for trying to deal with it.
Thirty-four.
Look at. The latest one that is very hot on the trail of is Dunkin' Donuts. So, and people on the web.
That's why I was asking. Did you have two?
The women were probably still.
Item number nine, state highway lighting maintenance and compensation agreement.
The state of Florida reimburses us for highway lighting maintenance. And this is just an agreement.
Okay.
So there is a resolution that should be read by title only if the council,
right,
if the commission wants to approve it and authorizes its execution.
Okay.
It's resolution number 2021-08.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve resolution 2021-08, approving the agreement between FDOT and the City of Lake Butler for highway lighting maintenance and authorize the mayor and our city manager to execute the agreement by title only.
Resolution number 2021-08, a resolution approving a state highway lighting maintenance and compensation
compensation agreement and authorizing execution of the agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now we've got a number of resolutions to go through, and it's my understanding all of these are things that the city already has in place. However, there does come a time that we'll ask you to kind of refresh them. The first one on the agenda is number 10, Resolution 2021-02, adoption of EEO policy for CDBG.
Mr. Mayor, Melissa Fox is also here in attendance. She's with our grant writing agency, and she's here to answer any questions that anyone has about this resolution.
I've read, I don't think.
Any questions?
I have no question.
So we have to reread each one, number two.
So what we need is a.
A motion to read by title only.
For Resolution 2021-02.
Okay. Well, I make a motion to, if we don't have any question or question discussion, motion to approve Resolution 2021-02, adopting an affirmative action plan, EEO policy for CDBG by title only.
Resolution 2021-02, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, supporting a policy relating to the employment of small women-owned and minority businesses for use in administering community development block grants, adopting a policy relating to the employment of minorities by the City of Lake Butler, providing definitions, defining an action plan, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item number 11, Resolution number 2021-03, adoption of main item discussion and relocation policy for CDBG.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution number 2021-03, adoption of anti-displacement and relocation policy for CDBG, to be read by title only.
Resolution number 2021-03, anti-displacement and relocation policy, the City of Lake Butler.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution, or number 12, Resolution number 2021-04, is a resolution adopting a procurement policy for CDBG.
If there's no more discussion or questions, okay, I make a motion to approve Resolution 2021-04, adopting a procurement policy for CDBG by title only.
Resolution number 2021-04, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, adopting a policy relating to city purchases, including a minority business enterprise policy for use in administering community development block grants, providing definitions, defining an action plan, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 13, Resolution number 2021-05, adopting a citizen participation plan.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution number 2021-05, adopting a citizen participation policy for CDBG, to be read by title only.
Resolution number 2021-05, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, adopting a policy relating to citizens' participation in the city's community development block grant program, defining an action plan, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And number 14, resolution, number 2021-06, adopting a complaint and grievance procedures for CDBG. Any questions, discussion?
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the resolution number 2021-06, adopting complaint and grievance procedures for CDBG, to be read by title only.
Resolution number 2021-06, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, adopting procedures relating to complaints and grievances under the city's community development block grant program, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, resolution number 2021-07, adopting prohibition and use of excessive force policy for CDBG. Which is interesting, since we don't have a law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
No.
I was actually looking at this, I wonder if it's consistent with what Governor DeSantis just signed into law, but that's...
I doubt that.
That's a question for another day.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's, yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2021-07, adopting prohibition and use of excessive force policy for CDBG, to be read by title only.
Resolution 2021-07, a resolution of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, adopting a policy for the protection of individuals engaged in nonviolent civil rights demonstrations, repealing all resolutions in conflict herewith, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, for a change of pace, we have ordinance number 2021-02, regarding the annexation of parcel of property in Lake Butler pursuant to Florida statutes.
Mr. Mayor, this is regarding a piece of land that we're anticipating purchasing on the next motion. We'd like to annex it to the city for the new wastewater treatment plant. It states that this ordinance 2021-02 already has that, so this must be a different number.
We had resolution number 2102. This is ordinance, yes.
So anyway, this is the first reading of the ordinance.
Correct. Unless there's some other ordinance with this number on it, this would be correct.
I just saw the two numbers, and I thought, okay.
I'm glad you caught that, though.
He's paying attention.
And then once we do this, then because it's over 10 acres, it's got to go to the Department of Economic Activity for their approval. And so all of this will probably take about 4 or 5 months.
That's correct.
But we're trying to get ahead of the game so we can get our wastewater treatment plant started. We've got grant funds that are backed up right now. We've got people who want to give us money. We can't get there.
Would it be for this process, would it be beneficial to have a special meeting within the legal timeframe to have the second meeting?
Before April.
That's a question we have to ask the county, so I don't know.
Looking at it in terms of...
No, we need proper advertising.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to...
It's got to be 30 days.
Yeah, you need to advertise it, and there needs to be a map in the end, and there are a number of requirements. I would say that taking 30 days to do it is appropriate.
The timelines for the county would notification to see, and then maybe 10 days, and then that would give us exactly 2 weeks to the initial...
Yeah, Sarah's correct. There's not a good way to...
It's not like...
2021-02, the annexation of parcel 01-05-19-00-000-0200-0 in the city of Lake Butler. By title only.
Ordinance number 2021-02, an ordinance of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, annexing into the City of Lake Butler, Florida, certain lands as set forth herein, providing for proper advertisement pursuant to section 171.044 Florida statutes, providing that the property will retain its existing land use classification until subsequent reclassification by the city, providing for the severability of this ordinance, providing for the effective date, and the providing for the filing with the clerk of court and Department of State.
I'll second your motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 17, purchase of property for wastewater treatment facilities site.
Mr. Mayor, this is the purchase agreement with the Mid Florida Holdings Group that owns 30.28 acres that we've been negotiating with them with and has a friend with them. We have agreed that this would be something that would be good for the community with the wastewater treatment plant. We have a $400,000 grant to pay for it. The appraisal price is $11,559 an acre, which
is also the contract price.
Yes, is also the contract price, which is pretty high, but if you figure that we would have to put it in Springfield, by the time we spend millions of dollars to put piping in Springfield, this is a small, it's covered by the insurance. And then you can do it up to $350,000 for 11 days. I talked to the seller, and he said he's out of town today, so otherwise he would have signed this already. But I said you're a humble man, so we believe in you. Willing to sell it, sign it, buy it, and buy it.
I'll make a motion to approve the agreement for the purchase of land for Mid Florida Hauling for the construction of a new wastewater treatment facility.
Second. We second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. City manager's report.
City attorney's report.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just had something very briefly. The commission might recall last month we did have a resident to discuss the parking of untagged or derelict vehicles on easements. And I called code enforcement the next day, and we do in fact have an ordinance on the books about derelict and untagged vehicles on easements. And the code enforcement officer came out, tagged them, and as far as I know, they disappeared the same day.
And he's scooped up a couple more since then.
I think he probably has. But there is an ordinance on the books, and code enforcement's aware of it, and they're happy to enforce it. And that's all I had, Mayor.
Mayor, you've got my report. We had boat races last weekend, and by all accounts, it was highly successful. The rain towards the end sort of slowed it down a little bit, but they finally got it all in. The other thing is that we've got a mini excavator grant that was approved, and so we're just now waiting for the federal government to receive
one. May the 8th is farm share. So get it out there.
Motion to adjourn? Motion to adjourn?
Just wants to touch on the boat race. Appreciate all the commissioners for their support. City staff, Public Works, Greg Dahl, Jay from Southern Outlaws, who reached out and said that once again, it was a local experience to be here in Lake Butler. Consensus with racers, cattle racers from all across the country. And they all appreciated the hospitality that they received here and enjoyed the lake and look forward to coming back.
Okay, good, good.
All of our food trucks sold out.
Yes, all the food trucks sold out. We'll definitely look at that to expand the capacity because unfortunately, we had several that packed out at the last minute. The two food trucks that were here and the one food vendor all sold out.
Okay.
In a couple of hours.
Did the restaurant open for that?
They were doing a special VIP event.
Okay, so they did something.
Like, you could go, but you had to pay for the VIP ticket to get in. They weren't open for the general.
I got you.
And we had fantastic transportation services.
Yes, we did. Thank you, Commissioner.
Very, very efficient.
Yes.
The driver was awesome. Yes, she was.
And we learned next year, or the next event, to have signs for the magnet.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we, I hauled about 70-plus people.
Really?
It's a very, very.
We had, in the beginning of where we,
That was excellent.
Closed the loop, vendors and handle cabin. Numerous people come through and were asking where can we park, and we pointed them to the grassy median area, so.
Okay.
And they appreciated the fact that there are shuttle service to the progress.
Yep.
That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to read this. My eyes are failing me. I don't do Facebook too much anymore unless I've got something to put on there. Got
Let me just mention, for context, that the actual birthday of the Union County is actually October 1st.
Well, that's the day they intend to have as a celebration.
It is October 1st, is the actual date.
Talk about fireworks, because we're not gonna have a July 4th fireworks, they don't wanna move it to October. Maybe more of the pandemic is going on.
We keep thinking that, don't we?
We wish for thinking eventually, you know, sometime, one day we'll be right.
One day we'll be right, correct.
Oh, okay, that's it.
That's it.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Ooh, good job.
Code. Maybe we went to the.
Come on, baby, we're.